A U.S. drone strike in Afghanistan kills at least two people. The airstrike took place in the northern province of Kunduz. There has been a rise in the number of U.S. drone attacks in Afghanistan in recent months. Airstrikes by foreign forces have mainly targeted civilians, sparking outrage among Afghans. Protests have been held in the country against the killing of civilians. Afghan officials, including President Hamid Karzai, have also repeatedly condemned attacks on the civilian population. Joining us now from Los Angeles via Skype is the chairman of the Afghan National Peace Council, Muhammad Daoud Abadi. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Abadi. Now, first of all, I'd like to get your opinion on these drone attacks. We've seen an increase in these attacks in Afghanistan. The civilian population is the one that's bearing the brunt. Why does the U.S. keep doing so, considering the reaction pouring out is nothing but anti-American sentiment?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Thank you for inviting me for this interview. As I have said before, and as the world has said before, this is a license to kill without any kind of responsibility. The U.S. government has been doing this in the past 12 years, killing many civilians on both sides of the Durand Line, killing mostly the Afghan civilians. Unfortunately, this is an illegal operation that it's being happening, and they are planning to do this continuously all the way to whichever they want to do, I believe. Unfortunately, they think they can win this war by killing civilians. Actually, these attacks are revenges from the loss that the U.S. Government has faced in Afghanistan. Usually, the Mujahideen are in the villages around the country, and they attack these convoys of military machinery. Once they attack that, they slide away in the mountains of Afghanistan. Then these pilots come after 45 minutes, and they just keep bombarding and hitting the villages, taking the revenge, saying that you are the people that are supporting these Mujahideen in these mountainous areas. So therefore, if you don't want us to attack you, don't let the Mujahideen come into your area. Unfortunately, this is an illegal war. Many organizations have spoken in this regard, and they have given their views that this is an illegal attack. It's a license to kill without any kind of responsibility. And they're just making enemies for themselves.
Indeed, Mr. Abadi, let me cut in there. We are running out of time. Now, the U.S. continues to use these drones in countries like Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen. Do you think when it leaves Afghanistan, the drones will become a weapon of choice for the Americans to continue to control things in Afghanistan?
Actually, it has already become a choice for the war. The drones are being sold everywhere. Actually, if you might have heard the news, they sold four pieces of these killing machine to South Korea to monitor the border there. U.S., as far as I'm concerned, they are not planning yet to leave. You might have heard the news that they are training 300 pilots, helicopter pilots in Colorado, which has a landscape like Afghanistan. They're planning to have these 300 pilots running the war from up in the sky. So I think they're planning to win a war from the sky. Unfortunately, there is no way. You can bomb a country to the Stone Age, but once you get the boots on the ground, you will pay the price. And that's what exactly has happened to the U.S. military in Afghanistan. They bombed, they carpet bombed, they put 2,000-pound bombs on people, but still, when they got their boots on the ground, as you can see, they are defeated. The entire NATO forces, occupation forces of NATO, has been defeated in Afghanistan. There is no way for them to succeed in Afghanistan. Actually, today, Mr. Masoom Stanikzai, the coordinator for the Peace Council, it was his word that all sides have come to this point that there is no military solution for Afghanistan war, which means this military machine that is killing Afghan civilians left and right has understood that even with this kind of wild killing of Afghans, they are not going to win the war. So it is best for them to understand and come to the reality of understanding that they will not win the war. They must stop this killing and leave Afghanistan so the neighborhood in that area could become a peaceful neighborhood.
Indeed, and very quickly, if you can, we have seen Hamid Karzai time and time again condemn the U.S. for killing civilians, specifically with regards to these airstrikes that are carried out. How do you see any future Afghan government, Karzai or not, once the U.S. leaves, responding to these drone attacks, if they continue?
Actually, the reason the U.S. wants to keep these residual forces in Afghanistan is for the purpose of these drone attacks, so they could fly from the airports of east and south of Afghanistan and attack the Mujahideen everywhere. Asif Ali Zardari, the Pakistani president, and the Afghan puppet president, they both condemned continuously in the past 12 years. But that is just a part to play the national card, telling the Afghan and Pakistani people that, hey, we are against this, but what can we do? Secretly, they have already agreed to this. They have signed to them. They have given allowance to these people to kill their nation. They are both two puppets in Pakistan and Afghanistan. They cannot tell their masters not to do this. What they are saying is just to fool the Afghan people, nothing.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm afraid we have run out of time. That was Mohammad Dawood Abadi, the chairman of Afghan Nation Peace Council, there joining us via Skype from Los Angeles. Mr. Abadi, it's always a pleasure having you on Press TV.